Fourthly, she gives bed, seat. The word here used is sayanasana. Not so much bed or seat in the sense of particular items of furniture, big and heavy and immovable as it were. Sayanasana means something more like a place to sleep, a place to sit, or somewhere to stay. We mustn't forget that the monk was originally a wanderer. There was no question of his being permanently settled in a monastery. That came later. So in the course of his wanderings, all that he needed was a place to stay, either just for a single night or for a few days. It could be at the foot of a shady tree, could be in a summer house in somebody's private park, or in a cave. You may remember that last week we found the monk Ratnochaya sitting in a cave, studying and reflecting on the Sutra of Golden Light. So this is what the goddess promises to supply, whether in the form of a tree, a hut, or a cave. She promises to supply somewhere to stay.